Welcome to the crib. Before we start, I just want to make it clear that I always stand corrected. If I make any mistake, if I misinterpret, if I misyan during this episode, just reach out to me respectfully. Your feedback helps me improve. So let's get started. Obviously, some of you know that dating and relationship are not the same thing. But at the same time, I believe that there are some people that are in the dark that they don't know. When I started around November, I started with serious relationship. Then over time, I started asking myself, like, okay, say I will now link myself up with somebody that we are interested in each other with our details and our picture, but I don't know you yet to be in a relationship. Would I now start forcing myself? You understand? Now, you know when you collect babe number, they follow and they talk. They give her a reason. They farms her up, they reason. They give her back to back to her, to everything. The moment you start asking her to be your girlfriend, and when she accepted you, you are already in a relationship. You see all that thing that you were doing before? That is dating in this country, to me. The reason why is that is the talking stage. That was the time for you to get to know each other. She gets so that you know that, oh, that the person where I want, that the ship where I want to enter be this. That maybe captain and she be assistant. I don't know how that thing works. You see, the advantage of you dating first, if you try this, if you start this thing, the advantage is it no go to pain you. It will not pain you if the person says no. That you understand? It's a way to help you emotionally. Now, it's not easy. I know trying to suggest this thing is going to be like a new thing for you. She gets, especially if you're a girl too. It's not easy saying that, you understand, but you have to learn how to control the emotion, reduce your expectations, but you still have like, how can I explain to you? You will not put all 100% head inside it. She gets heart. You rather just be using your head and be asking yourself, is this the person that I want to be in a relationship with? When you enter the relationship stage, you don't know, say now you're babe, but more on that one later. Okay. So, but let's not jump steps. Okay. Your reason of dating is avoid red flag. You yourself, you know, go de emotionally vested. Now, this is how it is to me. Again, I'm repeating this again. One babe, I detect one babe now. I raise them up. She gets. She done de into me already. Normal, everything done de established. Now, you know how the, white people do it. They take her out on dates. It is then that they now do the physical connection and physical meetup and contact. Now, I am saying this from a perspective of matchmaking. You should also make sure you guys see each other before you even say you want to be in a relationship. See the person where you want. See the person where you date. See the person. You understand? If it's long distance, that's why, as you be the guy, you go plan them 2 weeks, a week after chatting. Like, you give yourself like a week to make sure that two of you are, you understand, you know, don't familiarize with that. So when you now come see, whether now inside your house you won't carry and go, now you savvy. Because that's the only way you savvy. And that's Abby. Normally, if you don't raise her up and she's telling you, tell her if I come my side, she will come. And if you decide that, okay, I want to make it a more of, I'm not ready to let her into my private space yet. Let us see publicly. You should do that one too. Once that one has established, as you now know, okay, this baby, I won't run now, man. I won't run now. She gets. Because now, while you are now chatting with her, and you've seen each other physically, from there you know how, if she did matured or not. That is why you yourself, you guys, they attentive. Don't just fall because say she get back or she get front. I they fast now, I don't want to talk all these kind levels. So you guys check, you will know. She gets, you will know. Except for me, if you are still young, it's okay. You make mistakes. But it depends on the kind of lady you want. She gets. Whether she's dumb, you don't care if she don't get sense. You just won't get it. That's up to you. That's how you will know if she's matured. At least she will, you know, you understand, normal people, they pretend, people, they form, people, they everything, but there is always a way you will still like, you understand, you still see it. You check if it's matured. If una vibe did the same, from the chat already, you guys already know if your vibes did the same. That is why it has to be effort in this thing. You guys put effort. Don't say, she be the one that's looking for a girlfriend. Are you not looking for a boyfriend? Nobody agree that I should link the two of you up. Or let's say you guys met somewhere else. So you can put effort without putting emotions. She gets, so that you will not love up. You just put effort. Reply. You just reply. Don't get yourself be feeling yourself, say, okay, you get, you understand? If you are busy, let him know that you are busy. You too, if you are busy, let her know that you are a busy person. Let her know your schedule, all these things. As you are entering, for example, if someone like me now, once I enter a DM, we get to know each other. The first thing I ask is, what's your schedule like? She would let me know what she's doing and how her schedule be. So me, I go come tell her my own. She get, two of you don't know, say, when I'm a busy person. Now, that is even as a student self. When you don't have to say this when you have classes, like the details, but you let her, okay, I have classes, so this. And on weekends, I work, as if you work. Or weekends, I just day out. So she gonna say, you day free. And same thing too as a babe. She gets, it's very, very simple. It's very, very simple. That schedule will not let you know how you guys would meet up later. Where you guys, you understand? So you would know how day to day control emotions. Those are the things, what I'm saying are the things you should watch out for. Share it. You should watch out for them. How does the person control emotions? You won't enter a relationship. Eh? She ain't a baby, be saying this small thing. If you vex her, she will bite you. Oh my God, you go run now. If na normal date, you go down see and say, Ele, Ele, date, Ele, Ele, Mark, Pami. Sorry, for those, what I said, translation is, I cannot do this one, this one will kill me. So, and this one too is important. She gets very important. Your sexual life. Yes. Is she a virgin? Are you a virgin? You don't wipe. She never wipe. She don't wipe. You never wipe. And she don't wipe. This is very, very, see, this is the thing that, as I've been matching people, that there's always the problem. It's like major, because she says she's a virgin. You know it. She's not a virgin. Okay. No hala. In your own mind, you don't know, say, now this one, Elema, I go, that's you. Then you get, you don't, in your own mind, you don't know. Now, depends on how she is, she gets. But you guys, stay careful too. Because she told you she'd be virgin, she be virgin. If you won't be virgin for you, that was day. She be one virgin for you, be say another guy day. So you guys use your head. Use your head, go. I'm not saying you should go. I will talk about that later because I haven't really, thought about it. But you have to know if you guys can actually. It's a communication thing before you actually start, you understand, before you start seeing each other, she gets. So, well, yeah, you are the kind of guy that you raise them up to wipe for dating, then you say relationship straight. Whether you prefer private, public space, then from there to your place, and so, but with dating, you believe that you can actually date multiple people. And there is nothing wrong with that. Yes. It is from there. Okay, think about this thing now. You are in a relationship. You did a relationship. He did a relationship. Your auntie, they advise you, say, make you get another man. your uncle, they advise you, say, maybe you get another babe. All of you, they advise each other like that. And all of you just did each other. when we can, this is an assumption to me. When you can actually like just date. Hey, sorry, was I saying dates? I didn't even know. Okay, relationship, sorry. Now, dating different people, you don't see who you want David for relationship. It is now you that will now cut off the remaining. When you see, listen, this is, I'm saying this as like, don't waste people's time. We don't date the year or the age of, there's no time for all these things. If you are not interested, just let the person know and you will move on with your life to the person that you thought or that you know that is best for you. But you now think you are deceiving one guy. But another guy know they deceive you. They deceive one guy. Another guy, they deceive you too. All of you, they deceive you. So, it is, and now all these kind of things, they cause emotional damage. And you guys learn how to control that emotion. See, you see as I'm talking about it, because everything, like, even myself, like, but you understand what I'm trying to say. So, over on my own platform, I matchmake people for dating, for relationship. So I expect the guy to resolve. I expect her to go with the flow because two of you saw each other's picture. You saw your details and you link with each other. From that details, you start asking each other questions. You two as B, you don't have to wait for him to ask questions. Ask him questions too. Ha, okay, you said you are a carpenter. Respect to all the carpenters. What kind of carpenter are you? Yes, like, I'm sure there are different niches in that work too, I'm sure. So what, you understand? Ask reasonable question that is going to help your relationship. So you also need to limit your expectations. Don't give the person, I don't give yourself high hopes, and don't give them low. Don't undergrade people. Don't underestimate. Just keep them in the middle. The trick to this, the way I used to do it is, I always expect to know. She gets. This is from my childhood. When I ask mommy, hey, Jomo Fera, Abis Kitty? No. Mommy, please, can I play game? No. So, as I was growing up, the thing's already in my body. If I ask you for something, and you say, and in my head, I'm very expecting a no. So if you say yes, my body could just, I don't know this kind, my body could just do. So, but I'm always expecting, not like I'm always negative. It's not like, it's not a negative this thing. It's just, if I ask this person for something, if I know that the person is going to say no, I'll just have it in my head. So when the person now says no, it's only the impact, no go end time. He said no, I knew it. I'll pass away, I'm going. She gets. So, in conclusion, that's the difference. If you try it, you tell your guy to try it, you tell your babe to try, sorry, you tell your female friend or your bestie, to try it, you will see that over time, it will work. This thing is not, it's not, it sounds like as if say I just a dreamer. They say, this thing will change. You know, if you are listening to this and you are 17, 18, 19, 20, this thing will work. It will help you by the time you are an adult. Because by the time you start doing this thing now, when you don't reach that age, you already know. And that, let's say that age, you are not in a relationship. Check it. You've already had your own share of experiences. You already know what to look out for by the time you start and now. If you're 22, 23, start and now. 25, 26, start and now. This is how you would, it is easier for you than waiting till when you are older to start making all these things. See, the older ones, our egbon, ati uncle, ati aunties that are on other podcasts, what the fuck? That are on other, that are on other podcasts, they are not in their 20s, they're in their 30s, and they are sharing their own experience, or 40s, they're sharing their own experience. But most of them, some, they didn't do this thing when they were younger. But I'm sure if they did this when they were younger, the advice they'll be giving us now is really different. She gets. Now, friends with benefits, I don't forget now. Episode 3, we're going to be talking about what exactly is friends with benefits. Thank you for listening. Do not forget to follow, subscribe, and rate. Very, very important. Please rate. Also, the link to my WhatsApp community is down below. In the WhatsApp community, we have different groups. The one is Dewale Script. That is a group for dedicated for this podcast. We have the matchmaking. That is where I link people up.